You're listening to the Audacity to Be Ambitious podcast, where we talk all things life, women, and ambition. And I'm your host, Jess, the life coach. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Inspiration to Action series, my podcasting and audiobook hybrid, where I read to you, We Can Do Extraordinary Things, my new fancy book that's now available on Amazon. So stick around and listen to all the lessons I learned on my way to extraordinary. Chapter 15, Inspiration to Action. As you learn to create the thoughts that are going to be creating the results in your life, you are bound to be filled with ideas and future challenges to take on. This chapter will be about organizing those new and intentional ideas and implementing the goal action that goes right along with them. Not everyone who goes through the personal development process wants to start a business, run a marathon, or change the world, but it can become a side effect, so fair warning. Sometimes they just want to change their own world, though. And that's what this is about. All of this, every single part of this book is here to help set anyone up with the foundation to balance and grow real success in any part of their life. As your environment changes both in and outside of your mind, you will begin to gather information that sparks the thinking about your future and what's possible. It's pretty normal to start dreaming up lofty ideas or training for marathons, having abs, traveling the world, making $1 million or something of this equivalent to you. I want you to know that I will never, ever tell you that anything is too ambitious for you to chase, but I will tell you that there's a strategic way to get there. You can be sloppy and make it more likely to struggle mentally, or you can set up a plan in place to bring these things to life. You choose. This next part is for high-functioning ladies that may or may not have ADHD tendencies, like a certain girl I know. Just like we have to create and allow a healthy space for awareness and all emotions, we must create and allow a space for new and impulsive desires. Turning inspiration into action is like writing down ideas for later and putting others into an idea incubator, where we do the work to help them become reality. The rest of this chapter is going to be covered in depth inside of the workbook that's located at coachcurator.com/the workbook. And it's where we break down everything that I'm getting ready to talk about. So if you get lost, don't worry about it. Just take a deep breath and schedule a time to sit down and learn about how you can take those beautiful ideas out of your mind, put them down on paper, and make a real life plan to make them reality. Okay, so where were we? Here's how to do the latter. First, you're going to envision your life 1 year out, then 2, then 3 years. Keep going until you hit 5. Each one more enriched than the last. In every category of your life, personal, family, financial, and or relationship visions all lined out for each year. When these ideas, goals, and desires come to mind, take the time to organize them. If they're important to you, then do it. Literally file them away under your designated categories inside of the notes app on your phone or a file on your desktop. You can begin goal shopping, just like you can thought shop. Ensure that year one goals actually support year two goals and that your 2 year goals support your 3 year goals and so on. Our goals are worthy of reaching. Am I right? It's what I've been talking about this whole time. So respect and love them from a place of unconditional love and patience. When your 1 year looks well-adjusted and clearly defined in your mind, you can begin to break it down into actionable items. I'm just going to keep on going here, and remember that you can always revisit this chapter or podcast episode as you work through the workbook to better understand how you can bring your ideas to life. So next is, start with a one-year goal. When you get clear on the future that you want to create, start with mastering and outlining your one-year goal. I love a good outline. Ask any one of my clients. So write it out in great detail, from your home to your bank account to the colors on your nails. I want it all. What does that look like? What will be accomplished? Write it all out. And as Jamie would say, it would be best if it was inside of a journal. If you're confused about how to do this or want to be sure to do it in depth, be sure to download the workbook mentioned at the beginning of this ebook. It's no news to me that people resist planning because of these three things. One, they've never done it before, so they don't know where to start. Two, they assume that they will have no time to do it. Three, they don't take initiative to find out solutions for one and two. I've learned that when you want to create real results in your life, you must be willing to learn and commit to creating the time for it to happen. Whether it's time to make it happen or time to learn how to do it. I'm telling you, extra time won't just come knocking because one day you decided to get inspired and impulsive. Here's just a little side note. Remember that this book are the lessons that I learned on my way to extraordinary. Everything that I'm suggesting is because I did it and I identified the key factors that moved me forward. I also identified the things that held me back. So everything that I say is for a reason. Right now, I'm inviting you to trust me. It's like we're hanging out and we're gonna go for a hike. And I'm saying, hey, I've been on this trail before and I know the terrain. So you're gonna wanna wear this, you're gonna wanna bring water, you're gonna wanna wear these kind of shoes so you don't roll your ankles because I've done it before. Look, I know that you're listening to this podcast or you're reading this book because you know you're getting ready to take on a challenging endeavor. And you want a little sneak peek of what it's going to be like. That's what this is for. I'm not here, obviously, to tell you that it's going to be easy. In fact, you might even find that I over-glorify how hard it's going to be. But like Glennon Doyle found comfort in that quote, we can do hard things. And honestly, doing extraordinary things means you just get really good at doing hard things. Extraordinary is all just relative to the person who accomplishes it. Like a baby who walks for the first time. They think that's amazing. And we're just over here doing it every day, taking it for granted, thinking that it ain't nothing special. So as you're on this journey, you're either looking for some relatability or some know-how, or maybe you just have already been through it, and reading this validates everything that you've experienced. Either way, I'm here for it. Let's go. According to the one-year goal vision I wrote about previously, you'll have a better idea of how you need to organize your time accordingly. In order to hold yourself accountable to the goal and the time needed to reach it, you need to carve out that time efficiently. These are just a few ways I choose to optimize my time and plan my year effectively. When you break down the anatomy of your goals, you are able to identify key components such as time needed, categories, or logistics. Then you can begin to apply them to your calendar and maybe even get the help that you might need from an assistant or a professional who is an expert in the area. This is a brief explanation of how I go about identifying individual components that would create the time needed to address my own goal actions. Yours will be different than anyone else's. This is not an invitation for you to compare your schedule to someone else's, so don't even think about it. If you run a business, sure, there might be some similarities to another business owner's, but be sure to take responsibility to figure this out for yourself. If you want to lose weight or gain muscle, don't compare your body to somebody else's. You owe this to yourself. Transformational tip. When you take time to delegate tasks, you can save time in one place and spend it elsewhere. You can get help with tasks from an assistant to hiring a personal trainer. Streamlining your processes doesn't take away from the honor of committing to change. Don't give into overwhelm here, even though I know it will be tempting. Simply start with knowing where you want to be in 1 year. Having a goal and planning for it can be two different processes, though. A goal helps you know where you want to go. A schedule and plan helps you get there. Understand what it will take each quarter to accomplish an annual goal. Break down quarters by weeks until you can unveil a daily process. Then you can get good at planning your days intentionally. Before you try to master scheduling out your weeks in great detail, etc., always allow yourself to be a beginner. When you're ready, you can write out detailed answers to all of it inside of the We Can Do Extraordinary Things workbook. We can take any goal and apply it at any time in our lives. We don't have to wait for annual bandwagons to decide that we want to change something in our lives. Screw a New Year's resolution, ladies. We've got new goals revolution here. Goals that can be thoroughly planned out and completely possible. Oh, and we get to hang on to our power and significantly decrease the likelihood of burnout and overwhelm along the way when we do this. This makes it more likely that we hit our 1 year goals and are on track for the following year or life in general. Now, there are people who will resist structure. I know this because I used to be one of them. I wanted nothing to do with a time construct and often played the prima donna role of claiming that my genius was limited to my creative flowments and that I couldn't be forced to do this. I hear this from people all the time. I don't want to plan because it steals the passion, or I just want to live my life and just let it happen, and it won't be as authentic if I plan it. These have been the same people who have said, I don't understand why good things don't happen for me, or I'm not lucky like you. I'm not making fun of these people or gossiping. I'm just a good listener. But I don't listen just to solve everyone else's problems now. I listen and observe the human experience so I can always have a takeaway. I internally fought scheduling my life and work and noticed a considerable difference when I didn't. The discomfort and structure soon turned into the way in which my superpowers would become aligned. Each one of my skills was like an infinity stone, and planning out my goals and my time was like using Thanos' glove. I became unstoppable. This is how you turn inspiration into action, measurable action. This is how you hold yourself accountable for creating the life of your dreams. And this is how you live your life with intention. Hey ladies, if you liked what you heard here, then you'll love The Collective. It's my exclusive monthly coaching program curated for real women who are ready to create real results in their lives. Get started at coachcurator.com/join, and I'll see you in Coach Curator Collective.
And don't forget to like, listen, and subscribe.